In every workplace, there's a large group of people who see their job as just a way to earn a paycheck, a daily grind they put up with. This lack of passion is clear to managers, and when tough times hit, they're usually the first to go. But this attitude creates a chance for a different kind of worker, the linchpin. A linchpin isn't just someone with a high position, they're someone essential to the company. Take, for instance, a friendly barista whose great service keeps customers coming back, even if it's not the cheapest or closest place. That barista is a linchpin because their dedication to service is hard to replace. Linchpins approach their work with the mindset of an artist, pouring all their effort, passion, and creativity into what they do. They don't rely on step-by-step directions from management. Instead, they solve problems in their unique ways, creating a reputation that sets them apart. While many stick to the sidelines, linchpins take center stage. Their value to the company isn't just a bit higher, it's drastically higher than that of an unmotivated worker. Because of this, linchpins are rarely out of work and are valued wherever they go. Their reputation often precedes them, and companies compete to hire them. Only a short-sighted company would risk losing a linchpin. Brains resist becoming a linchpin. Becoming a linchpin means being bold enough to stand out, but this isn't easy for most people. Why do we avoid the spotlight? It has a lot to do with what's known as the lizard brain, an ancient part of our brain responsible for basic instincts like fear, hunger, and anger, which helped our ancestors survive. While it was once crucial for running away from threats like saber-toothed tigers, its influence today can actually hold us back. For instance, when you need to give a speech, the lizard brain kicks in, flooding you with fear, telling you to avoid situations where you could be laughed at or criticized. Similarly, if you aim to become a valuable linchpin at work, the lizard brain will generate fear and doubt. It wants you to remain average because change feels dangerous to it. It might fill your mind with excuses like, you don't have any good ideas, or your boss wouldn't support this, and even tempt you to procrastinate, all to keep you in your comfort zone. In essence, the lizard brain will do whatever it can to stop you from breaking out of your routine and stepping into something uncertain. The fear of standing out at work. We're raised to fit in. In school, we're taught to study for tests, follow instructions, and not make waves. Doing something different or not following the rules could result in bad grades or detention. No wonder that when we enter the workforce, we're often scared to stand out or take risks. Most people are content to simply show up, do their job, and stick to the status quo because it feels safe. To overcome this fear, one strategy is to stop feeding it. For example, if you're worried your boss will criticize your work, you might keep checking your emails for negative feedback. Instead of constantly checking, force yourself to focus on something else. Eventually, the fear will fade. Another way to handle fear is by setting multiple goals. For instance, if you have several presentations lined up, failing at one won't feel as bad and will reduce your fear of failure. Becoming a linchpin doesn't require extraordinary talent or an Ivy League degree, it just requires you to face your fears and push through them. Linchpins feel the same fear as everyone else, but they acknowledge it and keep moving forward because there's work to be done. The true nature of art. Not all artists are painters or musicians. Anyone who positively impacts others by giving an emotional gift is an artist. For example, a customer service representative who turns an angry customer into a loyal fan with a smile is just as much an artist as Picasso. Tony Hsieh, the founder of Zappos, is also an artist known for his exceptional customer service. You, too, can be an artist in your job, but not if you're only doing the bare minimum to get through the day. To create art in your work, you need to put emotional effort into it. This means investing your emotions, being creative, and making decisions on your own without following strict instructions. It's not easy, which is why many people avoid it. Take a flight attendant, for example. If he reads the safety instructions like he's bored and doesn't care, it's because he doesn't see his job as an opportunity to create something special. However, if he puts effort into making the announcements entertaining and unique, he can turn a routine task into an artistic expression. This approach would make his job more enjoyable, and his employer would value him more. The art of persistence. True artists produce. Picasso, for example, painted over 1,000 works, even though we can only name a few. Artists don't fear failure because they understand that with consistent work, good ideas will come, and failures are just part of the process. Before completing something, many people doubt themselves, asking if it's good enough. True artists, however, push through and finish their work. If products aren't finished, they can't be sold. If stories aren't published, they can't be read. Even the best ideas are worthless without an audience. For example, Saturday Night Live airs live every week, even if the sketches aren't perfectly rehearsed. This ability to finish and share work is what makes artists indispensable. They have the discipline to complete their projects and deliver them on time. Shipping is tough because our brains resist putting work out there, fearing criticism. This is called resistance, and it often causes procrastination and doubt. The best way to deal with it is to acknowledge it. You will fail and face criticism, but you can choose to ignore the negative and focus on what helps you improve. The key is to keep producing and sharing your work. The power of giving genuine gifts. For a long time, the economy has focused on trades where both sides get something in return, like paying $20 to listen to music. Giving without expecting anything back was rare. If you offered a free ride to someone in a cab, they might refuse because they'd worry about how to repay you. However, giving unreciprocated gifts is now a successful strategy, especially online. For example, photographer Thomas Hawk gives away all his photos for free. Some might think it's a waste, but sharing his work made him famous. People started talking about him, following him, and giving him paid jobs. When gifts are given with good intentions and no strings attached, they get attention, and the givers are rewarded. People who dedicate themselves to their work and give such gifts become well known and sought after. True artists share their creations without expecting anything in return because it's just in their nature to produce. The waiter who provides excellent service and brightens everyone's day can't be paid enough for the value they bring. While these artists may not seek compensation, they are so valuable that employers often pay a lot to keep them, because someone else would hire them otherwise. Key points. 1. Day laborers face tough conditions due to being easily replaceable in low-skill jobs. 2. The Industrial Revolution showed that many workers could replace one skilled worker in manufacturing. 3. Linchpins stand out at work by being passionate and making a big difference. 4. Overcoming fear and taking risks can help you become a valuable linchpin. 5. Art isn't just for artists, anyone can bring creativity and emotional effort to their work. 6. Persistence and continuous effort are key to succeeding as a creative or linchpin. 7. Giving genuine gifts without expecting anything in return can lead to greater success and recognition.